Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. One more song. One more song. I need one more song. Sorry, before you leave. Be a fast one. It's a little different tempo. My hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. My hands are filled.
With the blessings of the Lord.
My hands are filled.
With the blessings of the Lord.
Everyone I touch.
My hands are free.
With the blessings of the Lord.
My hands are blessed.
Thank you, praise team. Fantastic. Our hands are filled. We are filled. We are blessed generation. Praise the Lord. We are a blessed generation. And it shows, if we take a competition, I think GMI will win as the most beautiful people today. Praise the Lord. Everybody is shining, looking great. Wonderful. So this is like intro into the topic for today's message. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the Lord. Okay. I think the young ones are going to do their own session. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in who? In Christ Jesus. Amen. We are blessed beyond measure. So topic for the day will be blessed beyond measure. Faith that acts and discipline that lasts. It's in line with some of the messages we've had in the last few weeks. Encouraging us, motivating us. Giving us the oomph that we can accomplish anything we set our mind to. Praise the Lord. And I'm tying in that we are blessed. I like the main key verse that I'll use today is one of my favorites. You know, blessing is not a theory. It is not just knowledge that doesn't act. It is reality. It is a living act. When we combine faith and discipline, we are unstoppable. We live our daily lives. We hear faith. Even, I think this morning we talked about, one of the questions was if people that, are not Christians technically, if they can act on faith. And it all ties into one of my points today, in that the one God created us, He imbibed in us something. You know, God himself took the first act of faith, right? He said, let there be. And he created the universe, created mankind, created all the stuff, brought things that were not in existence into existence. And guess what? Then he created us and imbibed into us that creative power. Right? So, really, there's nothing that is not in existence in our lives that if we decide to put into existence that we can do, because we have already been given that ability, the strength, the power, the manifestation of God in us. Amen? So our key verse today will go from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 3. And it says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Who had blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ. Now, if we are blessed in the Spirit, it manifests in our day-to-day life. It manifests in our living. What I like is Paul took the time first, and he says, "Blessed be our Father." He thanked him. There was no doubt in him when he wrote this. He said, "Blessed, thank you, because it's already done. Because he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He has blessed us with all blessings. Our hands are filled. Anything we act on, anything we set our minds on and take an action, the blessings of God is made manifest in it." Amen? Now, James 2, also, verse 17 also backs it up. It says, "Faith by itself, if it does not have works, is dead." Every action we take, we have to believe one thing. It was emphasized last week that there is nothing really that we step out in faith to do that God will not accomplish. Now, the question we have to ask ourselves, are we doing it? And then as we do that, we also remember and say, okay, if we go in the Bible, all these people that have stepped out in faith, what was the reward? Were they blessed or were they not blessed? Did what they step out to do, was it made manifest? If we recall that daily, we will realize that the blessings of God is beyond measure in our life. Let's also look at 2 Peter 1, verse 3. According as his divine power, had given unto us all things that pertain unto life and godliness, through the knowledge of him that had called us to glory and virtue. Now, the emphasis that I want to make is, if we know our God, if we know who we believe, then the audacity of our faith will even be stronger. Amen? In anything that we set our mind onto, we will know that his divine power. You know, if we look on, I looked at Amplified version. It says, "For his divine power had bestowed on us everything necessary for a dynamic spiritual life and godliness. Through true and personal knowledge of him who had called us by his own glory and excellence." What do we know of God? When you think about God, how do we think about him? Do we think about him as an abstract being? Do we think it's a fictional tale? You know, even people who don't believe in Jesus, even scientists, in spite of everything that is, you know, put out there, they do understand that there is a divine being, that there is a creator. But for us, who claim we know God, do we really understand the power behind who we believe? When you feel challenges, when you feel like the weight of the world, stress, health issues, family issues, smaller things, you know, like school stuff or work stuff, because all those are minor stuff. Do we let that press us down? Or do we say, "Let me rise up. This cannot stop me. This didn't stop God." When darkness was all over the planet, he said, "Let there be light." He divided. Do we know that that power is with us? Do we recall it? You know, through challenges, every day we step out, there are challenges we run into. There are things you see. Somebody cuts you off on the road, you know. Do we let anger rise up in us? Or do we say, no, this is a minor thing. We have overcome it by him who lives in us. Amen? We go to work, there's challenges, inflation, there's all this stuff. Do we let it put us down? Family issues, people who have issues with their spouses or their children have challenges. Do we act as if that is the end of the world? Or do we say, no, the power in us is greater than what is out there. And the strength of the Lord is already in us. We are blessed with every spiritual blessing. I really want that to sink in. That there is nothing really. Nothing. Because what? God's creative power is in us. If we can fathom that God's creative power, you know, I look at it that we are many gods here on earth. He created us in his image. We'll touch on it a little bit later on. In Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Quote it daily. You wake up in the morning. As I step out, you have all these deadlines at work. We have you come home. You have your children's homework. You have to do this. You have to do this. You have to. I am overwhelmed. This last week was overwhelming for me. And as I thought about it, I'm like, can I do all the stuff really that I have before me? But in the back of my mind, what really kept pushing me is that, you know what? It is not by my strength or might. Somebody has already said that I am blessed with everything I need. Now, I have to also enhance my knowledge, right? Okay, God has given me all this stuff. Now, it doesn't just fall from the heavens. I have to now act in the faith that I believe in. I have to step out. I have to say, I'm not just going to sit on the couch. Everything, I don't care. I can't do this. Turn on the TV or go buy a big slice of cake, sit on the couch and eat it. You know, I'm not going to give up. Or the other thing also, when challenges come, sometimes we lash out, right? If somebody comes, like, leave me alone. That's human nature. We don't let our human nature rise, right? It's a daily challenge, which is also part of the topic of today's message. The blessed life by faith and discipline. Praise the Lord. I think there was when they came to Jesus and I think it was the lady. I didn't read that up now, but and the disciples said something, and Jesus said, even the crumbs that fell out from the bread, right? God has not given us, but in our own life, God has not given us crabs from heaven. He has given us a banquet. He has set a feast for us. Praise the Lord. He has not given us a little trickle of grace, but a mighty Niagara fall of blessings. We just have to go there under the outflow and let it soak in us. So when we step out in fire. Praise God. A lot of people really, you know, if we don't know it, we have to check ourselves. We live our life like beggars. You know, this is not it's not like a prosperity message or. But it's real life in everything we do. Health, work, finances, family. We have to believe it. I have to believe it. That manifestation has to come in our lives. Once we really imbibe it, we're not going to be afraid. We'll be audacious. Praise the Lord. A lot of Christians, we live like beggars, you know, at a bread factory. Please, please. But God owns the factory. God owns the factory. God owns anything, whether here, anywhere in the world, God owns it. God has blessed us. Let's not be going for the crumbs. Let's stretch out and go for the main loaf and make it ours. Amen? When Jesus died on the cross, he did not say, oh, to be continued. Oh, you know, he said, it is finished. He has given us all we need. Take an imagination. I give you a signed check for $1 million. It's in your hand with your name on it. You are rich on paper. But if you just keep that check in your drawer, you don't have anything. You have to go deposit it and start living like a millionaire. That is the blessing, you know. It's bringing it to reality. It is the blessing. Don't frame that check and put it on your office or in your living room like where your bank account is zero. Let's not be claiming like, oh, yeah, but we don't act on it. We don't believe it. We don't profess it. We actually have to put it into manifestation. And, you know, it's not just in finances. It's in health, right? It's in family. We speak it. If you speak it, you profess it, it becomes reality. Praise God. Let's also, you know, it says in James 2:26, as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. Talking about the spiritual. As the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is also dead. What does that tell us? What does it tell me? It tells me that I have to increase my spiritual knowledge. That I have to grow in my spiritual person. My spirit man has to grow in the knowledge of God. Once my spirit man stops being a small child and now grows to be a mature person in the Lord, my walk in faith goes to a different level. We have to challenge our spirit being. How do we do that? What do we do? Ask yourself, every morning we wake up, we, you know, shower, get into the car, run, go to work, come back, you know, go pick up children, this, all the stuff that we do daily. Do we take time to grow the spirit person? Do we take time to meditate? If we don't do any of that, then it makes it difficult for the message, the knowledge of God to increase in our life. As we're reading going through the song this morning, you know, it reinforced to me, faith comes by hearing. Romans 10:17, and hearing by the word of God. What does that mean? You hear, we come to church every day. What do we come to seek in church? Do we come just to socialize? Do we come just to, so somebody doesn't call us and say, hey, you didn't come to church? What is your motivation? I don't believe any of us just wakes up in the morning and just comes to just see each other. No, we are coming to learn. If you're not, then remember that. That's why we come first, to increase, to fellowship with God. Faith comes by hearing. Hearing what? What does that even mean? What does it mean? Hearing. Understanding. You know, if I read the word, I'm not hearing it. I'm reading it and imbibing it. But you're hearing. You're letting the word of God come into you. You are increasing your knowledge. Knowledge, we use a regular verb that people say out there, knowledge is power. Knowledge is power. In our education, when we're in school, we learn, we go from not knowing anything, right? You become an engineer, you become a doctor, you become a professor, you become whatever skill that you choose to be specialized in. Nobody was born with that knowledge. That's our human mind, our human knowledge increasing. So our spiritual man can also grow. So our spiritual man can also stop being a baby, right? That can only take milk. So our spirit man enhances. Our spirit man can now manifest those things. Our spirit man can say, I call this into being, and it becomes reality. By hearing the word of God and by increasing our knowledge of God, the Creator. I always like to imagine, like when I'm thinking, I'm like, the Creator is out there and he has created me. He has given me his knowledge. He has put it in my heart. Now, am I letting it shine? Am I letting it overflow? Jesus came, right? And he says, I leave unto you my spirit. The spirit of the Lord came down. The disciples spoke in so many languages they didn't even know. What was that? That was the Spirit of God speaking, enhancing their knowledge. And by doing that, reaching out to all the other people who were around. And they said, hey, I hear my language here. I understand. I mean, they were not just saying, they were speaking the word of God to those people when the Holy Spirit came upon them and the manifestation took place. And a lot of that also, when you speak, when you profess, the more we imbibe and let the word of God, the more we make time for it, we challenge ourselves, make time for it. The more we do that, the more when the utterance that comes out of our mouth is life, it becomes spirit, going forth and doing God's work. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now, second point I want to talk on, because, you know, a lot of us have the challenge, is discipline. Discipline that lasts. Let's look at 1 Corinthians 9:27. Paul says, I discipline my body and keep it under control, lest after preaching to others, I myself might be disqualified. In the King James, it says, I keep my body under subjection. Also look at 2 Timothy 1 verse 7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power of mind and a sound mind. I think the NIV version puts it, it says, and of self-discipline. Discipline. All the stuff we just talked about, it's all about discipline. It's all about discipline. Our topic for today, blessed beyond measure, faith that acts, discipline that lasts. We have to be disciplined. We can have all the knowledge, we can have read, we can. If we're not disciplined and remind ourselves daily, obviously the Spirit of God is in us and he reminds us. But a lot of time we also have to train ourselves, because we can train ourselves to block out God's voice, right? When is God tells you, hey, have you said your morning prayer? Have you talked to me? And you're like, I have to run. I have this 7 a.m. meeting. I have to go. Gradually, we tone down the voice of God in our spirit man. Gradually, we don't hear him anymore, because we are out of tune with God. When we come to church and we're distracted by things, look at that, that person's clothes is not, you know. And we're focusing on minor earthly stuff. Gradually, we tune him out. And that self-discipline disappears. Self-discipline. Being disciplined applies in everything we do. Galatians 5:22-23. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. The fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. What is temperance? The fruit of the Spirit manifests in our lives in so many ways. We have to be self-disciplined. Self-discipline applies in all aspects of our lives. Faith can start you off. God inspires and we act on that faith. But discipline is what sustains us. Without discipline, our faith will, you know, we start out, we come to church, we're motivated on Sunday, we sing the words of joy, encouragement. Monday comes, we're on cloud nine, right? And then you gradually go. By Saturday, we're here, and then Sunday. No, God wants us to keep going up. If we keep doing this every week, we don't grow. How do we keep going up? By being self-disciplined. It applies in all aspects of our life. You know, you wake up in the morning, you're like, 2 minutes extra, 3 minutes extra. The next thing, you're rushing. The next thing, you don't have time for God, right? The next thing, that's how it keeps going. And by the time we know it, it's 11 p.m. at night, the circle starts. We have to be self-disciplined in our lives. Jesus was disciplined. You know, during the temptation, when the devil came and told him this and that, he could easily have just said, you know what? I've been here 40 days. 40 days is a long time. I don't know if anybody, it's a long time to fast, to be without something in your body. You're weak. But guess what? At that time frame, he did not have any more power than we have. So he was just like us. The challenges you face, that's how he was. But he knew the power of being self-disciplined. And he said, no, get thee behind me. You know, on a lighter side, yeah, that's the power to control ourselves. We're in the world, we're in our humanly bodies, we will have challenges. Yes, the more as we imbibe in God's word and know God more and the spirit man rises, then it becomes easier to be self-disciplined, to have that discipline that grows your faith, that doesn't allow you to be doing this like a roller coaster, right? Praise the Lord. You know, it seems like some Christians are like rockets, right? We've seen the rocket go, and then halfway it burns off and comes down. Let that not be us. Let that not be us. Let's not get motivated. We go to crusades. We listen to great messages. We're excited. We are chiked up. And then after 2 weeks, nothing is left. No. God necessarily is not looking for shooting stars. He's looking for steady lights that keep burning. The light that lights constantly, that stays on. The light of the world. That's what God has called us to. We put the light on. You put a lamp on. If you don't do what? If you don't feed it, it burns down. What do we feed that light in our lives? Everything ties together. Praise God. Discipline in our daily lives. Maintaining holiness, obedience. Taking up our own cross and following Jesus. Not just thinking that everything is going to be hunky-dory. No. There are times we have to discipline the body. Praise God. There are times we have to discipline our physical body. discipline our spiritual man. How do you discipline your spiritual man? By making time to read the Word of God, carving out 1 hour a day, you know, sit down, meditate. You know, even athletes, right? All these sports superstars, the only way they shine is by being self-disciplined. I was listening to this one guy. He's a UFC fighter, one of their champions. And he gave, I listened to something he said some time ago. He gave a very good speech. He says, you know, some people, a lot of people have different vices in their life, different things that distracts them. A lot of them cry and say, oh, I start this and I fail. He says, guess what? Discipline. Discipline is what motivates us to be at the top. If we're disciplined, we set a routine. Nothing really can put us down. If we're disciplined in our faith, if we're disciplined in what we believe, if we don't let the fear, the challenges of the world overcome us, we will never be put down. All these athletes, if you watch what they do, they are well disciplined. You see, if there's any vice, any addiction that we should have, it's what? Discipline. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now we hear this message, what do we do? How do we act? What do we believe? When you step out of here, what do you let manifest in your life? When you look at your account, what do you say? You get a doctor's report, what do you say? Me, I will declare, I am blessed beyond measure. I am blessed beyond measure. The strength of the Lord is mine. Praise the Lord. We are called to a faith that acts. We are called to manifest, to share to the world, to show, for people to see our lives and say, that there's a difference. That's what we are called to. We are called to be a challenge, to be a star, to bless everyone around us. Our hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. When we wake up every day, our hands are filled with the blessings of the Lord. We bless our children. We bless ourselves. We walk in cloud nine. We are blessed of the Lord. The strength of the Lord is ours. And we have to take it. The challenge the world has now is that, you know, they don't really see a difference. The world is waiting for Christians who we don't just come on Sundays and we shout hallelujah, but also on Monday we shout hallelujah. On Tuesday we shout hallelujah. That's what Jesus wants us to do. Jesus wants us to be that light, continually maintaining his word in our lips, continually speaking life, speaking health, speaking strength, encouragement. That's what God has given us. And we, as long as we know that, you know, discipline, acting on faith, all those things, it is not by our strength. When Jesus left, he gave his spirit. The Holy Ghost came down. He gave us everything we need. Praise the Lord. God said, his strength is ours. His strength is ours. Imbibe it. Act on it. Don't let, you know, whatever comes your way. We all face challenges. And part of overcoming challenges is by knowing that there is a bigger person behind us. I imagine it, for example, that whenever I walk, I'm in God's hands. That I am literally in God, in Christ. And when he takes when I step out, you know, like, I watched the movie Iron Man, right? He's in his suit. Who is your suit? Who is your suit? Do we just say it, or do we actually know it? Do we know it? If we live like that, we have all this, you know, if we live like that, we will know that we are in Christ Jesus and that we're acting on him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So recap here. I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I am blessed beyond measure. I am blessed with all spiritual blessings. If there's one thing I want us to imbibe and stick and believe as we live today, it is that we are blessed with all spiritual blessings in Jesus. Praise the Lord. Now, for anyone who's watching online or who's listening, how do we get this? How do we get the power of God? How do we get all these blessings? If you're here, how do you get it? It's simple. Realizing that we cannot accomplish anything by our own strength. Realizing that it's the Spirit of God in us. That we sit down and we open up our hearts and we say, Spirit of the Lord, come into my life. Open up my eyes of understanding. Open up my eyes of knowledge. Let me understand the inner words of God's word in our lives. That is how you understand and you can act and you can receive and make manifest these blessings of God. Blessed beyond measure, faith that acts, discipline that lasts. This is our inheritance in Christ Jesus. We should continually go out in his power, go in his blessing, and the world will never be the same if we do that. There will be a change. The world around you, if you can say, I am blessed in all spiritual blessing, try it. You will notice that differences will now grow in your life. Praise the Lord. With that, we'll wrap up and just say a quick prayer. Let's just take a moment to pray in yourself. Ask yourself, do I walk in God's blessing? Do I believe that I have all the riches of Christ in me, that I have health, that I have strength, that there's nothing I face that can put me down? Ask yourself in your heart and say, God, open up my eyes of understanding that I'll walk in your power, that I'll walk in your strength. Take a minute and let it sink in. Let it sink in that there is no challenge that can put us down. Let it sink in that Jesus already came. He died. He's done the hard work. The Spirit of the Lord is here with us. The Holy Spirit is in us. And if we open up our mind and listen to him daily, that fullness of the Spirit of God will overflow. It will give us the power. It will give us the strength. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for this morning. We know that, Lord, you've spoken to our heart. You've given us all your blessing. You're reinforcing that message that we are blessed beyond measure, that we are blessed in the heavenly places. And if we act on and if we believe that, your name will continually be made manifest in our life. There is no challenge, no health challenge, no family challenge, no finance challenge, no marriage challenge. There is not anything that we have not overcome in your name. May your name be glorified continually and daily in our life. And the world will see the change. The world will see that, yes, this truly is a blessed individual. We ask all this and we thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.